Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you had a good Monday. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm being joined by you, yeah, you, listening all over North America. And so whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're going to or from, whether you're just in the middle of making money right now, maybe resting, I'm going to be here hanging out for the next 4 hours. This is when we get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You want to holler at us, it's simple, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online at JR Sport Brief. I think, as we all know, it's been a heavy Ja Morant weekend, and we'll talk about Ja Morant momentarily, give you my thoughts on that. The NFL deadline to tag a player, give him a franchise tag, that's tomorrow. I think everybody's waiting on what will take place with Lamar Jackson. We've learned that Derek Carr is now a member of the Saints. That puts the New York Jets squarely in more of a waiting period for Aaron Rodgers. NFL Combine is done. It's just, there's a lot to get into, but you can't run away from the Ja Morant situation. Unfortunately, it is a terrible situation. Before we do anything, Shep, how are you this Monday? You doing okay?
I'm doing wonderful, JR. It's feeling like spring good. In New York. I know that's music to yours. How are you, sir?
I'm good. You said it feels like spring in New York?
It was 55 degrees today. It felt like Bonita Springs.
Oh, congratulations, man. It's been about 70 to 80 here in Atlanta for the past week.
But thanks for that.
You're welcome. No, it's just bees are buzzing and birds are chirping, but it's that time of the year. And then looking at the sports calendar, at this time of the year, you typically get ready for March Madness. You get ready for playoff action, baseball getting underway. But for the Memphis Grizzlies, they are getting ready for nothing. They are just in basketball purgatory for the foreseeable future, especially because of what has taken place with Ja Morant. We talked about this man, 23 years old, all-star talent, MVP caliber talent, one of the most explosive players in the league, sitting on a maximum contract, a max deal, a Nike deal, just over the next bunch of years. He's basically staring at $300 to $400 million, and then in his lifetime he could probably clock well over a bill, and here he is, unfortunately, just right at the precipice of throwing his life away. We all saw the Washington Post report last week where they detailed the issue with the 17-year-old at his house, getting into a physical confrontation, beating him up along with some friends or whoever the case might be, brandishing a gun. You know, and then we get the incident that takes place in a mall. His mom calls him. He shows up with 8 other people. They're threatening security guard at the mall. There's the issue or the instance with the laser in the back of the arena. His friend is now banned. And then right after all of this, days, just really in the midst of all of this, wake up on Saturday, and it's like video just going viral of Ja Morant holding a gun in a club. Could have been a strip club, couldn't have been, don't matter. This man doesn't have a shirt on. He's throwing up hand signals. Maybe they mean nothing, maybe they do. And then he showcases a gun. He's posing with a gun, and it's like, well, what the hell is this? He's doing all of this at like 5:19 Eastern time. The team was just playing Colorado. They were playing the Denver Nuggets. They were getting ready to take on the Clippers last night, a game in which they lost without him, 135 to 129. And how stupid are you? How brazen are you? You know, how much of a problem do you have where you're already in the news? Now you want to brandish a gun. It's stupid. That's just what it is. The actions are stupid. The actions are restless or reckless. They scream. He needs attention. And, yeah, he does have a problem. You're making stupid decisions. Is he stupid? I don't know. I'm not prepared to say that. But I guess by what you've seen so far, he might be. And then he released a statement. He deleted his social media. He deleted his Twitter. He deleted everything. And then we got statements that came down. Nike released a statement. Ja Morant says, I take full responsibility for my actions last night. I'm sorry to my family, my teammates, coaches, fans, partners, the city of Memphis, and the entire Grizzlies organization for letting you down. I'm going to take some time away to get help and work on learning better methods of dealing with stress and my overall well-being. Dealing with stress? I mean, is that we're blaming this on stress? He's acting out because of stress? He got into an altercation with a 17-year-old because of stress? He punched her because of stress? Was he stressed? You just brandishing guns? That's not stress. Like, the world doesn't need any more excuses. I mean, what he's done is harmful to himself. It has been harmful to other people, a 17-year-old. That's not stress, bro. Nike says we're glad that he's going out and taking care of his issues. Nike is not going to kill the quote-unquote golden goose. They're going to look for a comeback story. But for Ja Morant, there does not need to be a comeback this year. Nobody needs to see this man playing basketball. On Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning, we learned that the NBA was investigating. By the time we got to Saturday afternoon, we learned that he will be out at minimum 2 games. And now we've learned we ain't going to see Ja Morant for an indefinite period of time. We got about a month left in the season. We're going towards the playoffs. The Grizzlies are right there, number 2 in the West. They just lost Brandon Clark. They're not in the best of positions, but we don't need to see Ja Morant. Some things are bigger than basketball, and an issue like this where someone's life is on the line, putting his own life in jeopardy, making these decisions, we don't need to see no damn Ja Morant. I don't need to see no dancing, no dunks, no three-point shots, no ridiculous acrobatics to the basket. We don't need any of that. None of it. His head coach, Taylor Jenkins, I told you this, the Grizzlies lost to the Clippers last night, 135 to 129. And Taylor Jenkins was asked, what does Ja Morant need to do to get back to playing basketball? This is what Taylor Jenkins said.
He will say what steps need to be taken moving forward for him to rejoin the team.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not going to share what those conversations are. You know, I think the focus right now is Ja's taking on the responsibility to really get the help he needs to get into a better place, generally speaking, but also on the flip side, to be in a better place to, you know, embrace the responsibilities and expectations as a member of this team. That's what we're dialoguing about. You know, that's what we're going to support him through, but we're also going to hold him accountable too.
Will he be out more than these 2 games?
I mean, there's not a definitive timeline. I mean, we have said that it's going to be at least these 2 games. You know, we're taking it 1 day at a time. I mean, this is going to be an ongoing healing process. So I can't comment in terms of what the exact timetable is going to be because it's really not a timetable situation.
Oh, my God. A healing process? Everything has to be so handled with kid gloves and care. Ja Morant is taking care of how he deals with stress. Taylor Jenkins says that this is a healing process. Man, there's no healing process. He has a problem. He does. He's making dumbass decisions. He's a 23-year-old with the world at his fingertips and the palm of his hand, and he's being a reckless dumbass about it. We don't need to tiptoe around it. He is not mature. He doesn't understand the ramifications. Maybe he should, I don't know, maybe talk to Plaxico Burress, who shot himself. He should maybe talk to Carmelo Anthony, unfortunately, early on in his career. DUI, carrying marijuana onto the plane. We don't even know what the deal is here with Ja Morant. He's in Denver. He's on a road trip. They're going straight from Denver, and then they're leaving and getting on a plane. They're going to L.A. Where'd the gun come from? Was it your gun? Was it somebody else's gun? You just posing with a gun? Did you bring the gun from Memphis to Colorado? Is the gun or was the gun going with you to L.A.? These are all things that the NBA is currently looking into. And you can bet your ass when the NBA has finished its investigation, he's probably going to get slapped with a suspension. And the severity is going to depend on all the probables or the, well, not the probables, but all of the potential outcomes and possibilities I just named. We don't need to see this dude playing ball. The Memphis Grizzlies, they're cooked. Whatever chance or chances they had to compete, it was only a couple of months ago, Ja Morant said we good in the West. And now you got a Kyrie in the West, and now you got a Durant in the West, and now Ja Morant is going to be watching at home, or maybe he's in some center getting help to heal or to deal with his stress. He needs to grow up, that's it. What's there to be overly stressed about? I know plenty of stressed people. They ain't running around with firearms. They're not daring people to, you know, on social media. It's also now been reported that Steven Adams led a players-only meeting before this incident, where Steven Adams basically said, we need to, like, chill out on the road. We don't need to be going out at night. We don't need to be out partying. We need to dial things down. We need to be professionals. And then we see this video from Ja Morant, who basically threw up a middle finger to all of the terrible issues that have happened this week. A middle finger to the case with the 17-year-old. A middle finger to the NBA investigating an incident in the back of an arena where he or his friends or associates potentially threatened members of the Indiana Pacers. He's throwing a middle finger up to what took place at a mall where a security guard was threatened. Grow up. You would think over time somebody would tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, man, knock it off. We see his dad at the games, enjoying himself, living life. We see his dad right there. Either his dad is enjoying life right there with him in the wrong way, but it's apparent. Somebody probably is, maybe not talking to him. But it doesn't matter if he's going to be hard-headed. And so to learn his lesson, yeah, take away basketball. I don't care if we see him until next season. I don't care if they say, hey, man, we'll see you in January. Come back in January. I don't care. If something's bigger than ball and to potentially harm other people in the process of harming yourself and making these ridiculous decisions, man, you don't need to be out there. I can't see Giannis posing with a firearm. I can't see LeBron posing with a gun. I don't see Steph Curry in the club. And Ja Morant is... It's not about stress or healing and all this other soft nonsense. He just needs to get knocked with common sense. He needs to get knocked with maturity. That's what he needs. Taylor Jenkins, head coach, he talked about Ja Morant and his absence for now. This is what he said.
Very tough moment, for sure. You know, I think the focus right now is Ja's taking on the responsibility to really get the help he needs to get into a better place, generally speaking, but also on the flip side, to be in a better place to, you know, embrace the responsibilities and expectations as a member of this team. That's what we're dialoguing about. You know, that's what we're going to support him through, but we're also going to hold him accountable too.
Yeah, accountability. He's being real careful here. We won't hear, I have not heard the word punishment. We have not heard anything negative towards him. I guess he's too sensitive for it. I guess he can't handle it. Ja Morant needs to get punished. That's just what it is. He needs to get punished and he needs to learn. If you ever want to see somebody throw away hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, look at this guy. And let's all certainly hope that this is the worst, the complete worst of his life here at 23 years old. Because the path he's going down is, there ain't no bouncing back from it if you continue on. I say at minimum, forget the two stupid games. I don't think we'll see him for weeks. I think it's legitimate not to see him until next year. And if we find out that he was moving around with that gun, then damn it, we may not see him until next season. And I think that's fully justifiable. But we don't need to treat this man with kid gloves. He's only 23. But he ain't that young to have a little bit of common sense. Wait for the investigation. I say suspend him. I say at minimum, we don't need to hear or see about him until next year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get ready to take your calls, get your thoughts on Ja Morant. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Ja Morant pretty much dominating the news over the weekend. We'll continue to do so until the NBA releases some type of statement about his actions. You have a local police in Colorado who are looking into what took place and what didn't take place just to see whether or not there need to be anything or charges placed. It's very open-ended right now. But I'm certain and sure that there is going to be some type of punishment that is handed out here to Ja Morant. We know that he's going to be missing for two games at minimum. I'm sure and certain it's going to be less than that. And the next step here is just for him to disappear. That's it. It's not about, hey, you coming back next week? Hey, are you coming back for the playoffs? No. We don't need to see Ja Morant at minimum until next season. And if he is found to have violated or broken any rules as it relates to the NBA, when it comes to potentially having broken any laws, etc., I don't care if we see him until next year. And his comment about he needs to find a better way to deal with stress, or and Taylor Jenkins, the head coach of the Grizzlies, talking about his healing process, he needs to get hit with the reality stick. He needs to get smacked over the head with some common sense, because his behavior has been harmful, not just to himself, but potentially to others as well. There's no excuse for that. It doesn't matter if he's 23 years old or not. I'm sure he feels emboldened by his money and his fame, and he probably has felt untouchable. And sure, everybody deals with stress. That's not an excuse. Not at all. Put him away at minimum until next season, and I'm very interested to see or learn more about what took place, where it took place, and we can go from there if a further punishment is necessary. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Charles is calling from Austin, Texas. Hey, Charles, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. You know, I just, you know, I love the NBA so much, and I just don't understand why a guy that made $250 million, he finds the need to flash guns on IG. I don't get it. You know, there's places like, you know, that most people that you're that are listening right now, Pork and Beans Projects. I'm sure you're gonna Google it right now. Pork and Beans Projects, Memphis, Tennessee. These kids look up to Ja Morant, right? And when they see Ja Morant, you know, Memphis, Tennessee's finest, they love and worship this dude like a god, right? And they're going to think it's okay for their idol to carry a gun, right? So it's okay for us to carry a gun. And I'm not saying us like me. I'm not putting me in that sentence. But I'm saying the dudes that look up to him. And it's just not right. So when you do something like this, you affect children. You affect victims that are going to be involved in gun violence, because if we're being realistic here, this dude is an idol to many people, because, correct. I mean, he's just an idol. You know, when I was a kid, Jordan was my idol. This can't slide. This just cannot slide with a 1 or 2 game suspension. I mean, he needs to be, you know, I don't want to say how long he gets suspended, because, you know, that's not up to me, but when you do something like this, it's almost saying like it's okay for my fans to carry guns. I mean, just Google pork and beans.
Thank you, Charles, for calling from Austin. I appreciate you. No, he is someone who's looked up, looked upon. He's looked at. He would consider him to be a role model. He is, and don't matter what Charles Barkley said, it doesn't change the fact of what should be or should not be a role model. But the fact is, there are a lot of people who look up to him. They want to be like him. They idolize him. You know, at his size, there's a lot to relate to. If you are a young person, you're a young baller. I know, for instance, his younger sister, she's in high school lighting it up right now. Yeah, he's looked upon. He's idolized. It's facts. You know what? When it comes to guns and weapons, yeah, we know about, unfortunately, you know, gun violence here in the United States of America. We certainly know that there is a right to bear arms. The laws vary and differ in different municipalities, concealed weapons, carry licenses, etc. But there should be no circumstance, under no circumstance, that this is behavior that he is flaunting at all. Period. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. How you doing?
Good, Mark. What's up?
I wanted to, you know, I know you're in the sports field, but, you know, this is like a lot bigger than sports. And I wanted to commend you on having the guts. I knew when I heard about this today, I listen to you every day, and I listen to you on my way home from work, mainly because I work a long day. And when I'm driving home, you know, I definitely look forward to hearing your, you know, show. And I knew when I was going to listen today that if anybody would say and not mince words, it would be you, because so much in our society, everything, people are scared to say the right thing. They're scared to do the right thing. You know, no snitch this and get off with the right price and the right lawyer. I mean, our whole society is going down the drain. It really is. And we don't have enough people like yourself that are willing. I know you're a smart man, and I know you thought, I know you're careful about everything you say, and you have to be. You know, it's just smart.
But there's certain, and thank you so much, Mark, for calling from Baltimore. I appreciate you for tuning in and listening. You know, there's so many things to me that are not negotiable. And one of those key things, and I'm a human being just like everybody else. You don't hurt people. You don't want to hurt yourself. You don't want to hurt other folks. And there should be accountability for it. You know, everyone was very careful about their words. Ja Morant was careful about his words and any admission of guilt. He's going to go away and work on how he deals with stress. Head coach is telling everyone that he's in a place of healing now. Well, I hope he's doing more than healing. I hope he's understanding the ramifications of his actions. I hope that's very clear to him. And Nike, too. And this is all because of money. We appreciate Ja's accountability and that he is taking the time to get the help he needs. We support his prioritization of his well-being. That's from Nike. Okay? What is Nike going to do? Say, oh, well, damn, we taking an L? Ja Morant is supposed to be the man replacing Kyrie Irving's shoe, which is one of the most popular shoes that Nike has ever sold. They drop him. They now add this man. They're getting ready for a full-on campaign to boost Ja Morant for the next, I don't know, 5, 10 years, a decade. I'm like, what are we doing here? You think they're just going to cut the cord on that? No. Everybody is just being so careful. I guess we can't pile on. And sure, you don't want to pile on. I tried to be very careful about calling him stupid, but what he did is absolutely stupid. Nike doesn't need to beat him down. The team doesn't need to beat him down. But there's nothing wrong with calling a spade a spade. These were terrible decisions that could have hurt himself and others. And for that, he needs to be punished. He needs to be held accountable. He needs to hold himself accountable and make better decisions. Done. That's it. We need to hold his hand and give him a lollipop because he came out with a statement after he brazenly wanted to tell everybody, hey, F you. I don't care about no Washington Post story. I don't care about you thinking what I did beating up a 17-year-old. I don't care about the incident in the mall. He gave an F you to his own team, his own teammates. Hey, we're having a meeting. We're going to relax and chill for a bit. We're going to try to be more dedicated to the game and not outside when we're on the road. And this guy gives a big F you to the team. If you want some levity added to this conversation, Steven Adams should get him in a room and just whoop his ass. Yeah, that should be part of the punishment. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Alabama. Go ahead, Dave.
Evening, JR.
Go ahead, Dave, please.
Hey, his dad needs to beat the brakes off of him. And when the NBA, when he gets suspended, his dad needs to beat the brakes off of him some more because this is asinine, stupid, he's narcissistic, and he's an idiot. Not only that, it's already a bad stigma for black men in this country, especially when they carry around guns and stuff. We're already being pegged as being a bunch of thugs or whatever. I'm tired of the stupidity, especially when you make it to a sport where you're representing everyone, especially from your own community. This is uncalled for. Yeah. This guy, yeah, he should be suspended indefinitely until he get his act together.
Well, thank you. Sorry about that, David. I thought you had finished there on that statement. I agree with you. There is a stigma about gun violence. There is a stigma attached to black folks. I mean, him in a club with a gun, no shirt on, it ain't the best of looks for absolutely anybody. And unfortunately, this is passed on through not just sports. It's passed through music and too many times culture in general. He needs to do better. And if you want to talk about his father, it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, what role he plays with and around Ja Morant moving forward. Because the image of him has been of a dad on the sidelines at every game, road, home, anywhere, pretty much, supporting his son and now living the good life. And it doesn't – maybe that's not the case. Maybe he is living the good life, and I'm not sure or certain of this. Maybe he's living too much of the good life with John. Maybe that happens to be an issue and a problem as well. We're going to have to see. It's the JR Sport Reef Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We know the Grizzlies is a basketball team. They're done this season. And the Milwaukee Bucks have something done as well. We're going to talk about it all, get back to your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, one of the most well-rounded shows on sports talk radio. You have it. Don't change anything.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I guess another basketball news that doesn't involve Ja Morant. The Milwaukee Bucks had their 16-game winning streak snapped over the weekend. 76ers beat them on Saturday night, 133-130. The Milwaukee Bucks decided to answer yesterday, beating the Wizards, 117-111. And now they can start another streak to go ahead and end the season. I'm going to get back to your phone calls right now as we continue on with the show. We will talk about Derek Carr. I do want to talk about Lamar Jackson. There are a lot of things to get into, a lot of things to discuss. Seattle has a deal with Geno Smith. I can't wait to share with you how much money that is. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go through these phone lines. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Appreciate taking my call tonight, man. Really disappointed in Ja Morant. This is a guy who's, one of the faces of the NBA. He's a great young player. And this is just disgusting what this guy's gotten himself involved with. I mean, he's got no one to blame but himself. I mean, he's basically the CEO of a corporation. With the Grizzlies, I mean, it's a small market team. They're the only major team in Memphis. And you look at what that town has gone through this year with the tragedy of that Alex Nichols police brutality thing. I mean, basketball would have been a great distraction for this franchise. But this guy's put this town and his team and everybody in a terrible place, and he needs to go away and really get some help and clean up his life, because you know what? If he doesn't, I feel like this is going to be a wasted career, man. So thanks for having me on tonight, man, and I just hope he gets everything right here, because you know what? It's a real shame that a guy like this is flushing things down the toilet with his behavior.
Absolutely. Absolutely, David. Thank you for calling from Buffalo. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Dog. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Dog.
Hi, JR, man. I just want to say, man, I'm going to go back to the beginning why I think all this started. Because 2 years ago, you'd have thought this kid was like Derek. Sorry, man. Derek Carr, real religious and everything, because he always thanked God about everything. But what I'm saying is this. These young cats out here, they get their Shannon Sharp pulled his cord. That's what I think started this. Shannon Sharp made him look small. You know, he told him he wasn't street. He wasn't built like that. You know, you grew up with both your parents. You went to a private school, all that stuff. Okay, ever since then, he been getting in all these, and I ain't taking up for the guy, nothing like that. But a lot of these guys, man, act like they got something to prove to somebody. You can be a square or whatever you want to get called, and still be successful, still be looked upon as a good man, a grown man. Running around with these dudes is twisting their fingers up. That's the life that some of them guys didn't choose. It chose them. He chose that life. I mean, these cats don't really realize what they're doing to themselves.
Well, I think at this point, I think that's why it's very important for him to go away. For him to be away from the game of basketball so he understands what it's like. He can sit up in his gigantic mansion and think about what it might be if all of that just goes away. And you're correct. Shannon Sharpe may have egged him on, but a lot of the incidents that took place, the issue at his home hitting the 17-year-old and the incident at the mall, this didn't happen over the past month. This didn't happen after a Lakers-Grizzly game. This happened last summer. We heard about it. We just got more details. And the Washington Post said, and that's not all, and there's more. Manny is calling from Flushing. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm good, Manny. Go ahead.
Good. Listen, man, look, at the end of the day, you know, John Morant needs to be held accountable. And I read this article that about the suspension. He could extend to 50 games by the NBA. And, you know, and he may not be turned until next year. It depends on what significance is going to be. I think it's 50 games I read in an article.
Well, there's a lot that's been said of that. There really isn't a hard line on what he could potentially miss or be suspended. People are looking at 50 games more so at Gilbert Arenas and what David Stern at the time punished him for. There also needs to be an understanding of, you know, where he got the gun from. Is it his gun? Was it moving with him as the team traveled? And those are questions or answers that aren't available to the public. And it's what the league is looking into. So, yes, I would say that there is a high chance that he is gone the rest of this season. And depending on what the NBA finds out, there's a possibility that he's gone into next season as well.
I know. It makes you realize, I mean, this is a sad disgrace, because this guy, you know, was one of the most beloved athletes. Now he's hated because of these allegations. You know, my pops always said, use your head. And unfortunately, John Morant hasn't used his head in the last year and a half. I mean, you think about this, it's not just the incident with that young man. It's also, you know, the one in Indiana with against the Pacers with his posse
after the game the game at the mall. Yeah, it's a string of unfortunate events, and it's coming to, or it has come to a culmination. That's it. Bob is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, my young man?
I'm terrific, Bob. How are you? Go ahead.
Old. That's what I am. J.R., this is not seemingly it happens every part of any given year, regardless of whether it's basketball, football, or even baseball. But this character, whether he's 23 or not, he should know by 23 the difference between right and wrong. And if you've ever noticed, when it came down on these birds, once they got caught, they either seek help or they find the hoard, one or the other, or maybe both, as an excuse. When you point a gun at a person, that's a felony.
Well, Bob, he wasn't accused of pointing a gun at anyone. He was posing with a gun. That doesn't make it any better. His decisions and choices that he made are still pretty reckless and ridiculous. And people do this garbage all the time. They aren't all celebrities, though. There's the massive difference. Hank is calling from Wisconsin. Go ahead, Hank.
Hey, just wanted to say, all the work that LeBron did over the years to kind of make the image of having friends around, granted his were always acted in a better light. Ja has pretty much totally just torn that apart with having multiple people, obviously his posse, you know, point the lasers at people in Indiana. It could have been him. I'm not 100% sure. Obviously speculating there. But, you know, this is a major problem, and he's going to have to go through a rather large reclamation project of who he hangs out with and what image he's portraying to the rest of the NBA, man. Like, if it gets as bad as Steven Adams had to call a meeting before all this happened, like they're seeing it on the ground, and you know they knew that there was a problem, or maybe he knew that there was a problem. So it's troubling. It's troubling to see, and I actually like Ja, but you know.
Well, you said it.
It hurts his image, man.
It does, and it's going to take years to I think fix this up. We know America, in a general sense, loves a good comeback story, loves to see someone fall, and then loves to see if they can make it back, if they're not beaten into the ground too much. I'm not prepared to say that Ja Morant's career is over, that he has ruined things. He is certainly on a path to doing so, and this is why he needs to go away. I don't think LeBron James and what he's been able to build, and his friends running agencies and businesses adjacent to LeBron, changes anything. That's why in a lot of cases, you know, over the years, to talk about LeBron James and to look at the past 20 years, 20 plus years of him being in the spotlight, being a celebrity from being a teenager, what you gonna say bad about LeBron? You hear the same thing all the time. The decision. Oh, okay. China. Oh, okay. What have you heard negative about LeBron James? And so when it's time to look at him and what he's done and how he's handled himself, you know, if you want to look at those two things and those are the worst things you can come up with, Sterling. And he's put his foot in his mouth too. He ain't perfect. But he's not out here being reckless. You don't see anybody in the league doing this. It's a shame. It's a shame. And I hope that he can learn from this and grow and become a better person. But all of this healing process and stress management, I need to learn how to deal better with stress. No, you just need to make better choices. You need to understand what's at risk, how you can harm yourself and others. And at all of this that you're fortunate to have because of your talent playing basketball can go away. You would think most people understand that. You don't see stories like this too often. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break when we come back. There was some NFL news today too, by the way, okay? There's some guy from Vegas moving down to New Orleans. One crazy city to another. We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio.
Blinds.com wants to give you a brand new view. It's the perfect time for an upgrade with new window coverings from Blinds.com. And right now at Blinds.com, you can save up to 40% site-wide on premium custom window treatments. Upgrading your windows is a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easier and more affordable than you think. Need help choosing? Set up a free call with one of our expert designers to make the best selection. From trendy woven wood to classic shutters and more. Plus, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's professional installation services and our 100% satisfaction guarantee. With Blinds.com, there's no guesswork, no hassle, and no multiple trips to the store. There's a reason we've got over 40,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% site-wide. Get up to 40% off everything right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is supported by FX's Snowfall. FX's Snowfall is back for his sixth and final season, where a feud threatens to destroy the Saint family. Franklin is faced with losing everyone he loves and everything he's built. Getting through it will mean outmaneuvering multiple law enforcement agencies, as well as avoiding the LAPD's corrupt crash units. John Singleton's visionary series comes to an epic conclusion. FX's Snowfall, the final season. All new Wednesdays on FX. Stream on Hulu.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.